freshen up, try it. So Krishna has been so kind to you that you have come out from this condition. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that Ranganatha Swami was so thin and dirty from his very arduous journey from Bengal. So he told Govinda to take his personal servant, Govinda, to take care of Ranganatha, that he could be bathed and given some cloth and something to eat. And then later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met again with Raghunath Das Goswami. And he gave Raghunath Das Goswami into the hands of his very intimate associate, Sri Swarup Damodar, and told him that Swarup Damodar, he knows more than me about bhajan, so you can learn everything from him. So Raghunath Das Goswami was staying in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Kashimishra Bhavan at night in the Gambira, and Raghunath Das Goswami would stay and serving very intimately Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami at the Satasana Ashram. So Raghunath Das Goswami, his renunciation was very, very severe.
After that. If you want to do bhajan, then life of Raghunath Das Goswami is so essential to know and to follow. Otherwise we cannot do bhajan.
Raghunatha Goswami was in Puri in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, he was under the personal guidance of Sri Swarup Damodar. His parents, they had heard that Sri Raghunatha Goswami had arrived in Puri, and they became worried. They sent some servants there to, they knew now that he will not come back anymore. We have lost our
darling son.
He will be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from now on. Then they were considering we should send him some help, some support, because he will be there without any money, anything. We'll send some service and money so that they will be able to serve Raghunath Das, and in this way he may be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will not be a burden for anyone. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, he engaged the servants in organizing Mahaprasad festival for the Vaishnavas.
You have not read, it means what? Who can tell? You? You remember? Try to read thoroughly. अंदाज पर तीर मारना नहीं चाहिए, अंदाज से तीर मत मारो, लक्ष्य भेद करके तीर मारो, माने क्या, जरा समझा दीजिए। What I told, अंदाज से तीर मत मारो, लक्ष्य भेद करके तीर मारो।
You should not make guesses from the air, you should be very accurate.
What?
Don't make guess away aiming the arrow. You should know what your goal target is.
like aimless thing. I want that all. Our associates all should be very exciting. What they say, it will be correct. Binda can tell, I know. Huh? You can tell? I know. Only that person can tell, who always has engaged his body, mind and everything in Krishna consciousness. They can. Because by our endeavor, it will not come. It will come when we are totally what? Surrendered. And then automatically coming from outside. Ascending manner. Descending manner. Not ascending. Then quickly it will come. It will purify your heart. And by reading and this, oh, at once you can forget that. You cannot understand all these things. So if you will be totally, then crazy. Go on.
So when Raghunath Das had first arrived in Puri, he was very weak. And Mahaprabhu told Govinda, you arranged that he should have prasad every day. And so Raghunath Das for...
Every day? That very day?
Yes.
Not every day. And then he gave Raghunath Das Goswami in the hands of Sulk Damodar. Then what became afterwards?
After a few days he stopped taking the prasadam from Kovinda.
Go on telling to audience, not to me.
And he started to beg at the Singhadwara gate, the lion gate of the Jagannath temple. At this time his parents heard of his renunciation and they sent one Brahmin and some servants with the money for him and Raghunath Das Goswami engaged.
No. He was telling, okay. Who will tell? Do you remember?
Not exactly.
Please. Very knowing. Oh, he is cooking. No.
Hiding.
He's fearing.
Dear Krishna Prabhu, he is hiding.
Like a rat. Then you have heard that his father has sent two cookers. One marketing person and one Brahmin to cook. Because at that time Brahmins well used to be pure, but taking money, no harm. So he sent some money. Tumi bolba erpore ki holo? Sir Damodar kache jokhon uni gelen tokhon onar jibon charcha ki rokom hote laglo. Lo bolo. Raghunath Das ji ka jibon charcha. Unse bolo. वहीं से बोलो
अगर मीटिंग छोड़ो दामोदर प्रभु महाप्रभु हैंड ओवर दास गोस्वामी इन द हैंड ऑफ छोड़ो दामोदर प्रभु तो हिज फादर एंड हिज चिल्ड्रन ऑफ मजुमदार एंड हिज अंकल गोवर्धन मजुमदार एंड हिरण मजुमदार सेंट Brahmin to help him, one cook, another for taking care of marketing and etc.
With so much money.
So Das Goswami is
structure, they told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his father has sent all these things.
They told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his father sent to Brahmins and some money but taking care of Dasgupta son, Raghunath Das. So they used to cook, then Dasgupta son is...
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered
that he used to take. Dasgupta son denied to take it, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to take their preparation from them. Then they used to cook, and Dasgupta son used to invite Mahaprabhu. After that he used to take his prasad. After 2 days, he is not inviting anymore to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu asked Govinda Prabhu, Govinda?
Sarup Damodar.
Sarup Damodar Prabhu. Why? Raghunath is not inviting me anymore. What happened? Then Sarup Damodar Prabhu replied that he thinks that Vishayi Ranna Khaile Molin Hai Man, Molin Man Hoile Nahi Krishna Ras Maran. He is judged by himself and is also supported by scripture. Don't take anything from materialistic person. If you take from them, then your mind will be dirty. That means your that mood of them will come in your mind.
And thus
then
your bhajan will be ruined.
Remember Krishna, bhajan will be spoiled. So that Raghunath give up the invitation of his father, the Brahmins to take anything he don't like to take anymore. So he's not inviting you anymore. And how he is maintaining his life? Then he told that Sarvamasu to reply that he stand on the gate of the Jagannath of the temple and Singhadwar. And so he is to go in Ananda Bazar and Singhadwar Samas.
Nee. अरे तुम वहीं पर जा करके वो लोग दे देते थे तो फिर वहाँ पर कुछ फिर वहाँ पर भी छोड़ करके तब सिंह बार में आए
आनंद बाजार दैट मीन्स मार्केटिंग प्लेस ऑफ चैतन्य जगन्नाथ देव महाप्रसाद आफ्टर सम डेज ही केम इन द गेट ऑफ जगन्नाथ मेन टेम्पल दैट इज सिंहद्वार
हु टोल्ड टू होम
Sarvadharapu is telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
And he thinks, he always standing there, somebody will come and give me, someone will come and feed me. Oh, this is like a prostitute, tendency of a prostitute. So he give up.
Give up?
Gave up that,
The
tendency also. So Mahaprabhu asked Sarvadharapu, why are Raghunath is doing nowadays? Sarvadharapu replied, Raghunath Das judged by himself that Singhadare Bhikkha Vitti Vyasara Achar, Vyasara Achar. That means standing on Singhadwar, waiting for person, is like a prostitute, so he gave up that place. Nowadays, how he maintaining his life in the kitchen from Jagannath Dev, temple, so many grain of rice came out with that rice water and it's getting rotten, it's so foul smell, even the cow never checked. Dasgupta means to go there and collect some rotten rice and clean it very clearly after the what is in the middle part he used to take and somehow he maintained his life. One day Mahaprabhu reached there.
When he heard from Sarup Damodar,
Prabhu, Mahaprabhu suddenly reached there. One day suddenly reached there and by force he took from Das Goswami, oh, Raghunath, you are taking so delicious food stuff, you are not giving me? How much are you worth?
And he took and...
Mahaprabhu took and gave one food stuff in his mouth. After that Das Goswami checked him, oh, Prabhu,
Sarup Damodar.
Sarup Damodar checked him. Oh Prabhu, don't do such it not for yourself. If you can, he will get sick. So, after the Dasgupta Swami, according to Sarup Damodar Prabhu's advice, he should do Manasi Seva and Sarudamadhar Prabhu, he never asked anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Then he asked Sarudamadhar Prabhu, why Mahaprabhu bring me here from my house?
Bring me here?
Brought me here from my...
What is the meaning of bring me here?
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought me here from my household life? And Sarudamadhar Prabhu requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Raghunath wants to hear something you.
From you.
From you. So Mahaprabhu told, then
ভালো না খাইবে
অমানি মানুষ হইয়া কৃষ্ণ নাম কাজা লবে
ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না পরিবে আর গ্রামে কথা না বলিবে না শুনিবে তারপরে
ডোন্ট টেক ফাইনান্সিয়াল ফুড স্টাফ এন্ড ডোন্ট গসিপিং ইচ আদার এন্ড ইউ উইল সার্ভ ডিভাইন কাপল বাই মাইন্ড
ইউ উইল সার্ভ ওকে ইউ শুড ইয়া ইউ ইউ শুড Not will.
You should serve.
What is the difference between you should and you will?
That means should means not to order him and will means in future.
So try to know all these things and to tell like this. Not always throwing your teeth to others. Go on.
So you should serve divine couple by your mind. So
What is the meaning?
So Dadvartam is being in this body, being in this body, that means the Sadhak Sarim, Jathavasthi Deva, is to serve divine couple regularly. Like our Goswami is?
Manasi Seva. What is Manasi Seva?
Manasi means service by mind. Just like...
Like Rupa Goswami has mentioned in his Bhakti Rasami Sindhi. Krishnam smaranam
Krishnam smaran janam chastra Krishnam niya samihitam Tattat katha ratas chato
Akanta put put lava matam put chek Khal put 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 Kintu tattva vichar korge Vita bolbo ehi cha ami chai Kintu kakha na kar Edige udige kore da
Krishnam smaran janam chastra You should remember Krishna and his associate So Krishna has so many associates So what kind of association you remember?
Not here. How the associates are serving Krishna? You should always remember. What the greed you have, according to that, if you have agreed to serve Krishna like mother, then always are
followed.
Following mother by interior mode. And if you have agreed to serve Krishna like gopis, Rupa, Rati, Manjari and others, then you should always try to remember the pastimes of Krishna with gopis and how they are serving by outer senses. You should try to do Vaidhi Bhakti like all the angs. And internally you should remember the past times and try to serve. By a siddha deha. Nijya siddha deha kariya bhavan.
Rakti ne kari radha krishna rasa bhavan.
He told them. And then he gave one sila, Govardhan sila, which came from Govardhan Giriraj. Any devotee brought it and gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to serve with his tears and always keeping on his
I lived
here and there. And he gave it with Gunja Mala to Raghunath and told that you should worship this with one Gunja Mala, pitcher of water and
eight
Tulsi leaf manjari. And two sides to very soft leaves. And you should. Because Krishna will be so pleased very soon. By other means he will not be. So Vasibhur, control.
Control.
But by this very soon Krishna will hear your all prayers and he will be merciful to you. So you should do. And because he has nothing, he was penniless, his father sent but he returned. If a grihastha is maintaining his life, he should at least try to spend some money, his energy to Krishna and to devotees. Otherwise, see, Krishna bhakti will be very, very far away. If he is maintaining his wife, his children, his mother, father, why he cannot maintain the devotees? He should certainly at least some portion of his, at least half, and if not half, then any percentage must, otherwise he cannot serve in his whole life. But if he is penniless, nothing, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he can serve. The deities with only water and sugar. But if he has any means, then he should at first give very delicious food. Otherwise, bitter salt will come. What is the meaning of bitter salt? Bitter salt means having money but not expansion for Krishna and devotees, only for his wife, his children, himself. He can go to market and bring so many things for him, but not for Krishna, not for devotees.
Then,
so, what was it about Raghunath Das? That is why, because he was penniless, never kept any single file. So he told them. But other bhakti he never told like this. What is it? So sir, he began to do like this. After he came to Giriraj Govardhan, he was doing. After that, began to do like this. Always thinking. And hearing the Raghupandi, Sarup Damodar. And if he wants to ask anything, so Sarup Damodar he used to ask from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he became mad to be unmadagrasta. After some time, Gadadhar Pandit also went, Sarup Damodar also. Then he could not maintain his life. Then he wanted that I should go to Govardhan and from there I will jump and I will die. Or in Jamuna. Why? Why? Why not in sea? Because he was not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that think that sea is Jamuna and Shatak Parvati is like Govardhan. So he wants to come to Vrindavan and he to give his life there in Vrindavan to become his body will be mixed in the dust of Vrindavan. That is why he wanted. So he came here, waiting here. So then he met her with Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And they behaved him like younger brother, like son. And they told that don't give up your life. If by giving up life, Krishna is eternal. His frame is eternal. What? His frame is
attainable.
Achieved. then I will die daily hundreds and lakhs times. But by this he will. So you should be in Vrindavan, especially in Radhakund. And you should chant, remember, and read my jokes. Sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also used to go to Radhakund. And thus he used to do like this. He used to take only one
handful.
Only matta. Matar mitcha. Nothing else. Whole night and day. No sleep at all. Sankhyapurvakanam gannatibhi kalavasani kutau nidrahar vihara kadvijitau kyatam tadinau chajau radha krishna gunasmate madhurinam deina sammohitau bandi. Sometimes something is curved and sometimes nothing. No sleeping at all. Never he used to sleep. And thus whole day, night chanting and remembering and reading the books of Rupa Goswami, all so lamenting and weeping. The pages of that book used to be wetted. Sometimes Rupa Goswami used to say, oh, I will give a very best book, this will be returned to me. And thus he used to take and he used to write so many books that he may love, not. And that is why he made Dan Keli Komalji. At Dan Ghati, Govardhan, and quarreling with gopis Krishna, and he used to love so much now. So, but after some time, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, became aprakat, disappeared. And after that, Rupa Goswami also. Oh, then he became mad totally. Then, Girindram Ajgarayati Sunyayitam Mahagostam Alte Gostayi. Then he became like this. Mad totally. Where he came, Radhakund used to be like lion, tiger, that it is taking, following. And Giriraj Govardhan like Ajgar, python. And ghost means Nandagaon, Varsana and all other things where Krishna used to be played. And Sunnayitam, zero light. Then he became so mad. What to do? But anyhow, he was. At that time, he used to love Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Jiva Goswami. What he used to know and what he has heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar Rupa Goswami, he gave all it to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishna Goswami has written all these things from Sarup Damodar Karcha and from Raghunath Das Goswami, and Rupa Goswami has written in all Chaitanya Chaitanya. That is why he had become so authentic book, Chaitanya. Thus, after some time, Raghunath Das Goswami chanting her name in Radhakund, he left it. Gaur Prama. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is also auspicious day, this appearance day of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You know all. And now it is time, over time is over. But he was a very authentic book. In boyhood, he read all the books of Rupa Goswami. In boyhood. He was in the Guru Parampara of Narottam Thakur, fourth person after Narottam Thakur. He wrote Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu, Kiran and Kana when he was reading in school. And then after some time when he became so learned in Sanskrit, Vedanta and all, and he left his home. He was married, he left. When he reached to Vrindavan, his guru told that I will not, you cannot be here, you should return and ask your permission of your wife. Then he returned again, and Haritatha, whole night, with his wife, and it became morning. Then he did pranam to his wife and told that, now you should give me permission to go. And she permitted. He became so Vaishnavi. Then he returned to his Gurudev. And then he began to, in the process of Rupa Goswami. And he was very fond of Parthiya Madhur Rasa. And he wrote so many things. He wrote so many books and the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he established per year this bhajan pranali. Which Jiva Goswami has told Swakiya Bhav to his some anadhikari,
unqualified.
He has told both for qualified per year and unqualified he has told to Swakiya. And thus, at that time, all began to do Swakiya Bhajan and rejected Parthiya Bhav, because all the sampradayas at that time in Vrindavan were opposite to the Bhakti